Good morning. This is Steve Taylor, and I again welcome you to share with me the Word of God today as we sit around my dining room table. It's always good to be able to share the Word of God with you, and I pray that the Lord will bless as we think upon His Word for a little while this morning. I pray that everything will be to His honor, to His glory, to His praise. I invite you to get your Bibles and turn with me to the 23rd Psalm. Seemed like that I've had this psalm on my mind for quite some time now, and so once again I want to go back to it. There's a particular thought that I wanted to share with you this morning. But as we think about this, may the Lord add His blessings as we read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, may the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His Word. May His very presence and may His words guide my words to speak that which He has put on my heart this morning. Some thoughts concerning my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. I want to make a statement that I hope I'll be able to clarify. But for every individual, our cup runs over. Every individual, our cup spills over. Every individual, there's that which comes from us that is seen and shared with other people. And understanding when it says my cup runs over, I want us to think in terms of our cups being our very lives, who we are, how we conduct ourselves. So this morning, what fills your cup? What fills your life? This morning, what runs over, spills over out of you that others are able to see, to experience, to comprehend that your life is taken by that? For some of us, our cup may overrun with our work. Worldly term for that is a workaholic. Just can't do enough, just constantly going, and busy, which there's nothing wrong with that in and of itself, unless our busyness takes away from our relationship with our shepherd who gives us those things that we need. For some, our cup overflows with our love and concern for our family. Everything we think about, everything we do, everything that we say is in terms of how will this benefit my family. Our cup overflows with those things that I want to make my family to be successful and take their place in society and do those things which would be right and good for them. Sad to say, some people's cups overflow with anxiety. Last week we shared a verse of scripture that Paul wrote saying, be anxious for nothing. The King James Version says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But sometimes our cups overflow with anxiety. Sometimes our cups overflow with anger, sometimes with worry, sometimes with doubt. You see what I'm saying when I say that every person, every individual, their cup overflows with something. There is something that is seen in us, something that is experienced by others as a result of our cup running over. David said, "My cup runneth over." So this morning, as we think upon this for the next little while, I want us to think about our own individual cups. What is filling your cup? What runs out of your cup? I'm looking right now as I'm sitting here at the dining room table. I have a cup of coffee. Thank the Lord it didn't overflow, but it's filled with coffee. So in order for our cups to overflow, there must be something that fills us, that completes us. And so I've said those things that can be negative, can be positive. But from here on out, the rest of what I want to share with you are things that I want my cup to overflow. I want my cup to be showing and pouring out those things that are not only beneficial for me, but also would be an example for other people. In Psalm 16 and verse 5, David said, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." What he's saying is, the Lord is in my cup. And if you put, the Lord is the portion that's in my cup, and then in our text today, my cup runneth over, I want my cup to be so filled with the presence of the Lord that not only does it give me the perception of life that I should have, not only does it give me the encouragement that I need to have, not only does it give me the purpose of life that I need to have, but may it run over. May the presence of the Lord run over and out of me in such a way that other people find purpose, other people find encouragement, other people find proper perception, other people find perspective of life, purpose of life. The Lord is my portion, and the Lord is that which, the one who fills my cup and runs over. In the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, God speaks concerning His presence and His blessings in our lives. He speaks to us, it's speaking of tithes, but not only does it speak of tithes, but it speaks of our lives, of what we do with our lives, how that we share our lives, and how we work in the kingdom of God to His honor and to glory. And He says, bring those things into His storehouse. And He said, "And prove me and see if I won't open the very windows of heaven that I might pour you out a blessing." That the windows of heaven would run over with the blessings of God coming into our lives. But then as it fills our lives, we want it to not only run into our lives, but we want it to flow through our lives and run out of our cup into others. So this morning, for the rest of our time, I want us to think about what fills our cup. What fills our cup if we take the stance that the Lord is my portion and He is the one who fills my cup, what comes out, what runs out of my cup? When my cup runs over with the presence of the Lord, what can others see in my life that shows to them that the Lord truly is my portion? Whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm at, whether my focus is on my family, my focus is on job, my focus is on how I conduct myself in public, what spills out, what runs over from our cup that others can see? First of all, I hope they can see God's love. I hope they can see God's love for me and God's love through me. Passage of Scripture that we sometimes just cling to the second half of it, but we don't really stop to think about the depth of the first part of it is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The rest of it says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But I want us to think about what is filling my cup this morning. And I say to you, that which is filling my cup and hopefully running over even as I'm speaking to you now, is that God loved me so much. For God so loved Steve Taylor. And you can put your name there. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son for you. The only way that God could express that love, to show the depth of that love, was through the giving of his Son. His love is so great and so vast. I love that old song, the love of God, where if all the sky were parchment made and every stalk on earth a quill, it would not be enough to write the depth of God's love for us. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus left the glory of heaven, where angels adored him, angels worshiped him, angels praised him. He left that to come to this earth to walk among such a contradiction against himself that sinners falsely accused him. Sinners wrongfully nailed him to the cross. I say wrongfully, and yet at the same time, that was God's purpose and God's plan, because that was the expression of his love. And that love fills me this morning. It fills me to glory to know that God loved me so much that he gave his Son to die for me, to pay for the debt of my sin, unworthy as I am. Yet Christ died for me. My cup is overflowing. It runs over this morning with the thought of God's love. My cup overflows this morning with the thought of God's supply. Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My cup runs over with the very supply of God. The 23rd Psalm starts out, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, my God, my Christ Jesus, shall supply all of my need that I shall not want. There's not one thing in life that I need that will not be given to me in the proper time, in the proper way, because of the vast supply of God's love, his grace, his mercy. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. When will his riches expire? When will his riches run out? When will there come a time that God says, I'd like to help you, but I just don't have the way. I don't have the means. That time will never come. My God shall supply. My cup runs over with the supply of God. He supplies all of my needs. There's nothing that I have want of that I need in this life. Now, there are things that I might want that God says, I'm not going to give that to you because it's not in your best interest. But there's not one need. There's not one need that God cannot and will not supply according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My cup runs over with God's supply. My cup runs over with God's confidence. I don't have self-confidence. I remember in pastoring churches and going to preach annual meetings and going to do supply work in various congregations. I remember sitting there during the song service and thinking, what am I doing here? I mean, after almost 40 years in the ministry, I still had that, I don't have the ability to do this. Lord, if you don't help me, I can't say anything. You see, there's God's love says, I'll give you what you need. God supplies this. I'll give you exactly, my cup's running over, even though as I'm thinking, I don't have anything within me to be able to give. God supplies, saying, not I, but Christ. And so therefore, through the years and the experiences of knowing God can and He has and He will supply, my confidence becomes so intense that I can say that I am confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. My confidence is not in myself. The old song, my hope or my confidence is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I have confidence that my God is able. My God is able. And that runs over. Not confidence in myself, but the confidence that I have in God runs out of my cup. It runs over. Because I know God's strength is all sufficient. So, my cup runs over with God's love. My cup runs over with God's supply. My cup runs over with confidence in God's ability. Because the strength and power of God is such that He's able to do all things. Prophet Isaiah, God speaking through Isaiah 40, chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. My cup overflows with the strength of God, with His ability, with those things that He has provided for me, for those things that I see around me, the very power that causes the sun to rise every morning and to set every evening. The very power that shows the four seasons of the year, spring, summer, fall, and winter. The very power that causes the flowers to bloom, the birds to fly. And most importantly, the very power that brought Jesus Christ from the dead, brought Him out of the grave alive, that same power of resurrection is within me because of the Holy Spirit who lives within me. God's strength by way of the Holy Spirit gives me the confidence that I need that what God has called me to do, He will perform it. Using me as a weak vessel as I am, but my cup overflows, my cup runs over with the very strength of God. And then the last thing that my cup overflows with is God's victory. God's victory. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am victorious, not because I have power. I am victorious not because I have wisdom. I am victorious not because I have ability. I am victorious not because of anything about me, but because of God's love, His supply, His confidence, His strength. I have victory in my life, both now and in eternity. I have the victory that has been given to me, and my cup runneth over with God's victory. And because of all of these things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. We should be living the victorious life, and our cups should be overflowing because the Lord is our portion. He's the one who fills our cup. He's the one who runs over, spills over out of our lives. May others see those things that are in our lives that give us that peace and comfort and assurance and direction and confidence. May God bless you is my prayer in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much.